Well, good evening, folks, and welcome to Meditative Worship. And I'd like us to start with a prayer. Let's bow our heads. Oh, gracious God, you are our rock and our fortress, a very present help in trouble. So, Lord, we come with our open hearts, our open minds, that your Holy Spirit would come in and touch our heart and our mind, our very soul, that we might have the peace that passes all understanding, and that we might trust in you. In Jesus' name, amen. Dear friends, be at peace as you listen to Holy One as I read this text. It is from Isaiah 40, starting with the 28th verse. Hear this word from Isaiah. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Allow God to direct you to a word or phrase from the second reading of the text. This is what Isaiah says. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired and weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even the youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. During this silence, you are invited to come forward to light a candle to signify a prayer intention or other understanding between you and God. You may also come to the prayer bench to receive prayer and anointing for you or another. For those of you wishing to give a tithe or an offering, you are welcome to do so as you come forward to light a candle, take communion, or exit the worship center. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths get tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary, and they will walk and not be faint. Hear this word from Isaiah. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. I'd like to tell you about a little story of my family, my mother's side of the family. And that was called the Ginnert family. And my mother was number 9 of 10 as far as the siblings go. And back in 1926, my mother's sister, who was much older than her, was a school teacher already. And so her dad took her sister to school. Well, on the way on that day, which was just a few days before Christmas, they went over some tracks and a trolley car ran them over, and they were both killed. In 1927, a year later, about the same time, the family gathered again and decided to have the Ginnert Christmas party. Well, by the time that I came along, about 25 years later or so, the Christmas party was still going on. And as a young person, I always looked forward to the Ginnert Christmas party because with all of those siblings, there were a lot of cousins. And we had a great time together, and we would gather at the Braceville Downtown Hall and just have a great time, even through my teenage years. Well, it wasn't until later that my mother and I talked in regards to wondering, how is it that the Ginnerts turned a tragedy into a Christmas party? Where did they get their strength? You know, I've been with people who have gone through a blue Christmas and what's this? It's service, the longest night of the year. I think Strongsville is going to have that. And it's for persons who have experienced loss, and especially people who have experienced the loss of a child. And of course, that loss lingers on. And I've met many of them and talked to many of them, and it's amazing to me where their strength comes from. It's not that they're not grieving, it's not that it's difficult for them, and yet they have this strength about them that is very powerful. Well, Isaiah, the text that I read, and you probably have known this text before, but I think it's a very powerful text, and especially as we come closer to Christmas, and maybe our loss, whatever we've experienced over the past years, they become hard. I mean, you know, feelings bubble up and grief bubbles up, and so it makes it difficult. So the question tonight is, where do we get our strength? And I'm not talking about simply how do we get through it, because that might be the first step in our grief process, but it's, as Isaiah says, those will renew their strength. Those who hope in the Lord shall renew their strength, and they will soar like eagles. Now, most of us have probably seen an eagle soar before, haven't we? I know that when we go down to Captiva and we're right there on the ocean, there's these birds called ospreys, and they're huge birds. They're like eagles, but you can look up and you'll see them, and they're just drifting. And they're just, you know, just gliding along. They're not flapping their wings. You know, birds are supposed to flap their wings, right? But it's so beautiful to watch them, and there's thermals, you know, the wind currents, that they know how to just ride the current, and it's majestic, and it's powerful, and That's the picture that Isaiah gives for the Lord who is speaking. And Isaiah is prophesying here to a people who are down and out. They've had year after year after year of bad times. You see, the temple in Jerusalem had been conquered by the Babylonians, and they had destroyed the temple. And many of them had been taken into exile, the people of God. And many of them were thrown in jail. Some of them were killed. So, and this has gone on for years and years and years. So if you have had grief for years, you understand how difficult it is. And yet Isaiah can write to these people and say, remember, our God is an everlasting God. Our God is one who does not grow weary. God doesn't grow weary that sometimes we get upset or sometimes we make mistakes or whatever the case might be. God wants us to soar. I want to give you a couple biblical examples of people of God who soared. Think about the prodigal son who squandered his father's inheritance, and he was a sinner. And yet, as he comes to his senses, he comes back. And can you imagine what he felt when his father came and kissed him and put a robe on him and he got the family ring back? He was a new person. That was a time when people soared. Or maybe in John, you might have read the story of the woman at the well. The woman who came and offered Jesus water. She didn't know who Jesus was. And Jesus then offers her living water that will well up into eternal life. And here's a woman who had five husbands, and the person she was with at the time was not her husband, and yet Jesus offers her living water, and she soars because she goes into the town and she talks about this Jesus who changed her life. And how about the disciples? You know, the disciples, after the cross, where did they go? Well, they betrayed him, they fled and forsook him. And they were hiding behind locked doors because of fear that the same thing was going to happen to them. And yet, 3 days later, Jesus was resurrected. And here's the point, is that wait for power on high. 50 days they waited, and they prayed in the upper room. And then what happened? Pentecost. They began to soar. And so tonight, I hope that we'll be able to get a sense that even if we're grieving, even though we have a sense of loss, and maybe this is maybe a blue Christmas thus far, let us renew our strength with God. Let us know that, you know, that we can run, and sometimes we're weary, but the Lord's strength always will lift us up. So turn to the Lord this day and renew your strength.